Hi, it's Angel. How are you? I wanted to make an audio, and I've been meaning to do this for a while. A lot of people ask me about my sexual preferences and my what I am, if I'm submissive, if I'm dominant, things I'm into sexually or relationship-wise, what kind of people I look for. And it's really hard to explain. I'm not looking for just one thing, but I wanted to focus on being submissive and my personal, how I am, because it's really individual. Everyone, everyone's unique, and so, you know, every submissive person is gonna have different boundaries, is gonna look at their submission differently. And just like, you know, there's obviously a difference between being a little and just being submissive. And there's just this whole great big world of being submissive. And it's very unique to each individual. So I really just wanted to do this to kind of explain myself and to maybe help some other people kind of get in touch with options that maybe they didn't know were out there or that other people were into as well. I always want to make you feel comfortable when you listen to anything that I share, because my biggest mission, I guess, if I were to have a mission, was to be that sex, everyone should be having sex. If you want sex and you have a partner, you shouldn't be embarrassed that you want it and you want what you want, as long as you're not hurting someone. And sex should be fun. It should be so fun. And I always want people to walk away feeling good after they listen to me. And after they have sex with me, you know, but that's totally different. I found this on Tumblr, and I want to read it to you. The author's unknown, and with sources on Tumblr, it's impossible anyways. But this is how to spot a good dominant. So, again, just like submissive, dominance are very different and it's very unique. So I'm going to read some of these to you and then share my thoughts on them. The first one says, a dominant man or woman, I mean, you can be a submissive man. I mean, no, don't ever have, you shouldn't look down on a man because he's submissive, because that's his choice. And you can't help what makes you feel good, and it doesn't make you less of a man if you're submissive, so don't ever think that. So a dominant man, this is how it's worded though, will not start off with bow down on your knees upon receipt of a message. So this is like if you're online and interacting with a dominant. There seems to be many complaints from women about this kind of ploy as first introduction, and this is a reason alone to block and move on. And it says, I would advise ladies to use this tactic often and liberally rather than engage in an argument or flame wars. Life is too short. Ignore the insta-dom. And I totally agree. When I get a lot of messages on the internet, and It is much easier just to avoid and ignore someone than, especially if they come off slightly aggressive, than to ever interact or decline an offer or anything. If they're polite, I mean, I get offers all the time, and I make it very clear I'm not looking for a relationship online or at all, but that's just not what I'm looking for right now. And if they're polite, then I just am honest. But if they're aggressive like that, like saying, bow down to me, or you must call me this, I'm like, oh, I'm not gonna answer you. Just because a person's submissive doesn't mean they're your submissive. Like, just because I'm a submissive woman doesn't mean that I'm every dominant person's submissive. That's something you choose to give. Then second, here it says, a dominant man will not seem desperate for your attention. Getting dates or getting laid is not his problem. He can find women on kink sites, at work, in the grocery store. He knows women, and women are drawn to him. Many women, kink or vanilla, prefer a man who is a take charge in both the bedroom and in life. If a dom becomes frantic, anxious, or despairing because you don't write him back every other hour, chances are he has a hard time with the fair sex. The good news is desperation is very easy to spot. This is very true. I'm attracted to all sorts of different types of people. But absolutely, my weakness is the alpha male type man. It's just, I want somebody who knows what they want. I want somebody who isn't in a hurry, who's patient, who's confident, that's sure of himself, that I don't need to, I don't second guess. I mean, yes, we all have our moments where we are unsure of ourselves, and that's allowed. But, you know, overall, I want somebody who is sure of themselves. And those men and women have no problem getting noticed by whatever sex they're attracted to. They don't. They don't have a problem, because confidence and just being sure of yourself gets noticed. So if you do have someone really needy, it's pretty easy to spot that they're not going to be probably the dominant person you need and that you're looking for. Now, these are all just my opinion. This is, as you can, everyone is an individual, so I don't want anyone getting mad and saying, well, I don't know, but it's just my opinion, just to help people out a little. A dominant man most often will be successful, a maverick, or at least happy in his chosen profession. If he has had some bad luck in his past, it will be fleeting, for he will strive relentlessly to place his universe back into order, mandatory to his existence. If your suitor languishes in poverty, unemployment for years, or hates his job, most likely his dominance is merely a cover-up to appease his lack of success. Though he may not be the millionaire, look for the man who is happy, confident, unique, and or successful in his chosen endeavor. So, you know, in all of those romance novels and erotic books, the man is always insanely wealthy, and it's just the billionaire is, you know, has 6 houses, can fly a helicopter, blah, 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 blah. That's not the case. Like, in reality, at least personally, I'm not looking for someone who makes tons and tons of money, is wealthy. I want someone who does something that they love, that they're happy with, that they're confident in, and that, you know, they bring that home, and they are proud of themselves, and that confidence, you know, shows in other parts of their lives. So yeah, and everybody has misfortunes. Everyone loses a job. Everyone has those slips ups in life. But it's how they react. It's how they react to those parts of their life when bad stuff happens that you need to look out for. So if they react in a good, positive way, and they're going to keep pushing to get to where they want to be, then that's a really good sign. A dominant man will be very interested in you, and not just your sexual needs, though they will certainly get his attention. He will see you as a puzzle, and desire to make sense of that puzzle. The dominant guy loves challenge, and that, in essence, is why so many submissives find disillusion in the vanilla world. Most men do not seek challenge in sensuality. They fear it. Submissive women are the most challenging of lovers, for they have great fantasies. Their fantasies often require a man to move far outside normal gestures, requiring both skill and creativity. How do you think about a myriad of... I lost my spot, sorry. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry guys. It was a little print and I slipped it. Oh boy. Total dead silence. Okay, anyways. But this is true. Just skip wherever. I'll find it in a second. I could totally have paused that. Sorry, guys. I'm a little rusty. But, it's absolutely true. Absolutely. One of the things that brought me into fantasy, like big time, like, you know, made a career out of it, fantasy, was because of just the vanilla world wasn't enough for me. Like, watching porn online, like, it was not doing it. I was like, and even just reading certain romance novels or erotica, yeah, it was good, but it wasn't. Like, I'm like, I can make up fantasies that make me way happier. And so, I certainly need a man who can step into these fantasies, who can create his own fantasies, who has his own fantasies that are exciting, that aren't just, oh, well, you want to give me a hand job in the grocery store parking lot, like, late at night because we're so horny? Like, no, I need... I need more than that, and I need spontaneity. I need a lot more. And don't ever feel bad. Don't ever feel bad because your needs are greater than what you're getting. You know, it's great to talk about these things and explain, you know, sexually, this is what I want, this is what I don't want. It's okay to explore those options and thoughts. I mean, just because you're reading or looking online, I mean, don't feel bad. I've gone to every filthy corner of the internet to find what I needed to feel fulfilled, and now I have a really great idea for what I want and what I need, and that's so fulfilling. Even though I don't have that person with me by my side right now, I know he's out there. I absolutely know he exists. Submissive women, I mean, they make it, and men, I don't want to disclude the submissive men, of course, but as a submissive woman, a lot of times you're looked at as simple-minded and weak, and just kind of want to be told what to do. And maybe on the outside it seems that way, but it takes a lot of strength to admit that you're submissive, to give yourself to another person, to trust another person enough to do all the things that, you know, you're maybe a little afraid of. Maybe, you know, if you're into pain, or if you're into spanking, or if you're into anything that's bondage related, or that takes trust, and that takes a lot of strength to be willing to be tied up, to be helpless and trust that person. That takes a lot of strength. So submissive women, we are not mindless, weak little bimbos. We're very strong women, and we're very creative women, and we're very passionate. So don't let anyone put you down because you're submissive. It's not a bad thing. And let's see here next. Okay, let's try not to mess up this time when I read to you. A dominant man is likely to be damn good in the sack. Most men have their hands full with straight up vanilla sex. The dominant man has either mastered or has no interest in such elementary play, at least not all the time. Making a woman orgasm many times has left him bereft of the sport. So he now seeks a woman who will challenge him on other levels. The dominant guy is looking to have a good understanding of the female anatomy and will persist in finding the keys to your body and mind. He will have done his homework and already experimented in real time on many lovers. He will be a bit of a Don Juan, if not Don himself. Not a womanizer per se, but certainly sexually advanced. And this has a lot to do with what they said before and looking at a woman like a puzzle. Like, how great of a feeling is that, you know, when you find a man who wants to know, find a person that wants to know how you work, like how you react to things, how when they touch a certain body part of yours, that they see a certain thing, like I get really excited when I see animals, or when I see certain places, when I travel certain places, experience certain things. To have a man know that and want to experience that with me, to watch my physical reaction and to know it's coming, to anticipate that those things are coming, that's real. I want you all to know there are real people out there that want nothing more than to find you and to experience those amazing things with you, just to be present when you react those ways. It's true. It sounds crazy, I know, I promise, but there are really people out there that want to give you goosebumps, that want to make you shiver, that want to memorize how you react when they touch you a certain way. So, yeah. Absolutely. That's a thing. And maybe they're not super experienced, maybe they're really experienced. But if they're dedicated to you, if they're committed to you, they make a promise to you that, you know, whatever your understanding is. Like, personally, like, I'm not looking for a relationship where I, like, call somebody master, where they call me, I don't know, whatever they want to call me. But I'm not looking for that formal of an arrangement. I want a relationship with someone where there isn't a title, we don't call it anything, but that there is this sexual understanding that, yes, I'm submissive, yes, you're dominant, yes, we fulfill each other's needs and wants and desires and have a more fulfilling sex life and just life in general, because we're acting on these feelings we have inside that, you know, I'm naturally submissive. I'm just this way. I need a man who's naturally dominant, who we can feed off each other and give each other what one another needs. And that's really a thing. I want you guys all to know that. I know it sounds weird to some people, and other people are like, oh my God, it totally is a thing. Let's see here. A dominant man may have all the accoutrement of kink, the lips change and whatnot, but he will not need them to be dominant. A whisper, a word, a look, a swagger, a touch are essence of his talent. Confidence is his weapon of choice, not bragging about his dungeon. Those who tote their toys too highly might be lacking in other departments. And that's what I need. I mean, that's what I want. I want somebody who can just squeeze my hand to let me know they're there, or can whisper just a couple words and make me melt. I mean, yeah, of course, it's like, I hope he's good with a whip too, but I don't want to hear about it. Like, we'll talk about that eventually. But that shouldn't be, like, the first topic at hand. So, you know, it's really good to know what someone's into and kind of have a baseline to know what you're getting into with a person before you get too serious. It's good to be honest in a non-scary way, depending on what you're into. And those are hard topics. Certainly for some more than others. A dominant man will be very cautious in selecting you because he knows you have great desires, hopes, and dreams, and it is he that has to live up to them. Above all things, he will wish to be good for you. He attempts to choose wisely, but may at first make many mistakes in his choices as he finds his way. This is really important, and this is very hard for some people to understand. It's really important, at least to me, personally, to take my time before I commit myself to someone. When I talk to someone, they're it. Like, I don't talk to a ton of different people at once. I don't do that. I commit to one person, and that's that. But personally, like, I want to make sure that I can fulfill all their hopes and dreams, that I'm not going to get into something that's over my head or isn't enough for me. And I certainly want them to care enough about me to do the same, to wonder if they can make me happy, if they can fill my desires, if they even want to be a part of my dreams, if they're willing to support my dreams, because trust me, I have some crazy dreams out there I want to achieve, and I want to make sure that I have someone who's willing to support me in those, just like I'm willing to support them in whatever they do. And to be thoughtful in that process is hard, because you have to be very personal, and it's hard not to take something personal, and it's hard to be like telling someone, this isn't for me. What you want, what I want are two very different things, and that's a very mature feeling, a very mature thing to do. And if you can hear my trains that are out back, I apologize. They're not my trains, but they just are out there. But don't ever take it personal. It's a really caring thing, or obviously it's impossible because it is very personal. But don't let it hurt so deep that you can't move on. Because someone cared enough about you not to hold you back, you know? But that should be open for discussion. That shouldn't just be a personal, like, I don't think I'm, you know, if they want to be with you but they don't think you're good enough or whatever. It should be open for discussion. I hope I'm making sense. I feel like I just got lost in thought. A dominant man will make mistakes and have no fear admitting them. The dominant guy knows he is not all-knowing, for he is human. A guy who believes he never makes mistakes or does not admit to them will, with good cheer, is most likely not dominant. Absolutely. Oh my gosh. If you can't admit you made a mistake, and then you have some work to do. You know, you have some work to do on yourself if either one of you can't admit they made a mistake. yeah, so just absolutely I believe in that one. So you need to be able to admit when you're wrong, humbly, and it's hard sometimes, but if you can't do that, you absolutely need to be working on yourself a little there. A dominant man will never send you, oh my god, it's so important, guys, are you ready? Dominant man will never send you a cock shot at first greeting, and it is highly unlikely he'll have one on his profile. And so again, that's online. People, I get them every day. I get dick pics every day, all the time. I don't know what to say. I have no reaction. I've never written anyone back after they've sent me one and said, oh my god, I just need to ride that. No, I'm sorry. It doesn't happen. I want a man who respects me enough, especially if I haven't even slept with him yet. Like, I have no interest in what your cock looks like unless it's in front of me and I get to play with it. Like, that's the only time I'm gonna have interest in what a cock looks like. I have a Tumblr page. I have all sorts of dirty pictures on there, absolutely. But there's, like, actions going on. And I appreciate, I like penetration. I love having a penis inside of me. I like it a lot. But just sending me a picture of it. So just know, if a man respects you enough, he will wait either until you ask or he just will never send one and you'll get to see it in person and have fun. A dominant man will not beg for your naked photos. In fact, he won't beg for anything. He will simply wait till you're dying to send him your naughty pictures unsolicited and accept them with lordly composure. And hopefully a rock hard on, depending on the photo. And this, I want you all to know, I have made quite a good living, have quite a good following on just my personality, on just my sexual thoughts. I've never shared pictures. I'm not into that. I've had careers, I've had a life where my looks mattered, and so it's really liberating to be online and to have so many people turned on by me simply by what I share and my thoughts for who I am. And I want you to know that if a man is good, if he's a good dominant, if he's a good guy, he's not gonna beg you for anything, he's not gonna ask you, oh, I need to see da 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 da. No. Now, and yes, we all get horny. We all get these feelings. We're like, oh my god, I'm so turned on by this dude. I need to send him seeing me looking hot. Yet, I get it. We do feel that way sometimes. But think about it first. I mean, don't just jump into it and make sure you can trust the person. That picture's out there. And I know that's nothing new, but I want to remind everyone, you know, you need to have a lot of trust in the person you're sending these pictures to. So yeah, if he acts like a big baby, just kind of move on, because you don't need that. A dominant man won't lie about much, though he surely will keep some of his thoughts from you. A dom who feels swallowing golden showers to be right up your alley may well know telling you straight out might have you running for cover. This is not in itself lying. He just is taking the appropriate steps first and at the speed at which he thinks you can absorb them. He may well discard such thoughts as he gets to know you. He will discard his thoughts often. The lying dom will have an agenda that has no bearing on your needs. The real dominant guy wants no part of someone for whom he cannot be good. A man who attempts to get with a woman he cannot handle, or vice versa, is desperate. So what that's saying, and I absolutely agree, is you want somebody who, yeah, they might be into a lot, and hopefully you're into a lot too, so that makes you a good match, a good pairing. But you know, he doesn't have an agenda. Like, you know, I know this because I've experienced it. There's men that will be like, well, you know, I wanna hang you in a closet and tie you up and leave you there for hours and then come back and pee on you or whatever. Yeah, I'm not into that. Like, I need attention. You don't leave me alone for long periods of time. Like, that's just, and if you're a good dominant for me, if you're a good match for me, you'll be able to pick up on that very easily, that I'm someone that needs love and affection and cuddling and being touched and attention. I'm not someone who wants to be humiliated. And I'm certainly not going to give that in return. A dom's not going to force anything on you. A good dom for you is not going to force anything on you that you don't want or that you can't handle. Like, that's the whole part of getting to know them, having that connection, learning about each other, learning how one another reacts to things, what's expected in this relationship, so that you don't get hurt or get humiliated or get pushed past a limit that you have. Also, C-words, and that's always like kind of a funny, giggly thing, but some people tell submissives that, and I've heard this from several submissives, that they've had doms that have told them, well, if you are real submissive, if you're really dedicated to me, you don't need a safe word. That's for wimps. That's for people that don't have trust. If you trust me, you won't use your safe word. No, fuck that, right? If you have a safe word in place and you use it and they ignore it, then you're done with them. Move on, because that's unacceptable. I want you to know that. Let's see here, what else? A dominant man will not be heavy-handed in his approach. He will be skilled at drawing you in, opening you up, making you feel at ease or on edge, depending on his taste. His efforts will seem effortless, even aloof at times. He will grow on you, capture you, enlighten you, and make things seem clear that may have been once blurry. You will feel better about yourself with communicating with him, even if your desire is to live in the basement. So even if you're into being humiliated, if that's your kink, your thing you're into. Only an imposter will try to tear you down in order to raise himself to higher ground. The dominant gets off by watching you soar, not fall. And that's what I was saying earlier, is you need someone who's going to lift you up, who's going to support you and want you to be the best person. They're going to be turned on by you being amazing, by you succeeding in life and anything you want. That's going to turn them on. That's going to make you so much sexier and more desirable to them. One that is, lost the word. Sorry guys, it's really late. A man that is threatened by your success, threatened by your confidence, threatened by you feeling good about yourself, is not a good dominant. It's not a real dominant. You want somebody who is going to take their time and get to know you and know what you need and learn you. Just like you need to take the time and learn them. You need to know, there's a saying, and I'm going to get it wrong, but I read it all the time, and I think it's the sweetest thing. You know, a submissive needs a dominant as much as a dominant needs a submissive. You know, as a submissive, everyone's different, but personally, I need to be held and loved and comforted. And not that I feel like the world's falling apart 24/7, but there are days and moments where I'm vulnerable. And it's not something I can't independently move on from. I'm an adult. I can deal with it. But to have the arms wrap around me and tell me everything's okay, to kiss me on the forehead, to play with my hair, to just know when I need that, that's all I want. That's all I need. And it sounds simple and little, but that can just make my world a better place. And as a submissive, as the opposite part of that pairing, I need to be able to see that man, like, when he needs to be lifted up, when he needs to be supported, when he needs those days where, you know, he needs to be lifted up too. It's not just all give to the submissive. It's gotta be equal. Alright, what else? So it says here, submissive is a truckload of challenge. Ask any ex-vanilla lover. And so the dominant man needs you like he needs air. He wants your worship, not simply for worship's sake, but because he has gone beyond the call of the norm, ventured into the realm of risk, and passing across the dangerous abyss where footing is treacherous. Hopefully breaks into the sunshine of success, offering you something glorious. That alone is why he seeks your worship, because he has earned it and deserves it. If a man does not seek risk and challenge in his life, if he wishes worship without venturing his ego, if he does not persist continually toward excellence in handling a woman as he does in many things, he is not a dominant man. I like that a lot, and so I wanted to share it with you. I really like that, through so much, I've learned so much of what I want and what I need, and one of my biggest things I can tell you is consistency. I want somebody who's there every day, who, when I wake up in the morning, their love is there, just like at night when I go to sleep, and it's not changing, it's not fickle, it's not gonna be a different kind of anything, it's gonna be the same. And we all have bad days, and we need to be patient with people, but consistency says a lot in a person. And so if I can add anything to looking for a dominant for you, is look for somebody who is going to be consistent with you, that, you know, has some kind of schedule, that every day at noon they text you, or every day at 3 p.m. you guys talk on the phone, or you go out to lunch at a certain time, or, you know, that they want you in your life, that they bring you into their everyday life. Because those are just the personal things that I know I need and look for, and I know it exists. I promise you, I know, and I'm happy to know this. I hope this helped. I hope you like listening. I'm not the authority. This is just my own learning and exploring. But if you do have any questions, feel free and send them my way. And I can't wait to talk to you guys again. So I will talk to you all real soon.